2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 63 degrees.
Backups continue on I-15 and I-80 this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is a developing story. University of Utah football players and fans just heartbroken after another player has been shot and killed.
And you rarely ever hear something like that happening in college sports, let alone on the same team with the same number.
And this morning, a plea from Salt Lake City Police for people with information to come forward. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has the latest.
Aaron Lowe is only 21 years old and a sophomore defensive back for the Utes. He came from Texas, where he was a high school teammate and friend of Ty Jordan. Fans say that's what's so sad, to have them both die in less than a year.
He just won the Ty Jordan Award. He was wearing Ty Jordan's number. And to die of a gunshot wound is just traumatic for this team.
Police say the shooter and others showed up at the party uninvited and were asked to leave. Investigators are asking anyone with information to come forward. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Many of Lowe's teammates have taken to social media to express their emotions.
Team captain Devin Lloyd saying, "Why do the good have to die young?" Quarterback Cam Rising sharing his love as well. Quarterback Jaquindon Jackson expressing his heartbreak with the loss of Aaron. Center Nick Ford, he tweeted out, "God bless Alo's soul."
KSL TV sports anchor Sam Farnsworth says former teammates Jalen Johnson and Zach Moss are also expressing their condolences. Both are currently playing in the NFL.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are this morning now at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north central Montana that killed three people and left others hospitalized.
About 120, 130 yards behind us was where the rest of the train was.
Daniel Hutchinson and his son helping free multiple people after rocks and rubble blocked the escape route.
One gentleman was able to finally crawl out from under. Out of the gravel. We helped him up a ladder, up out of the car, and then down a ladder down onto the ground to awaiting assistance down there.
ABC's Rena Roy says one of the people killed has been identified as Zach Schneider from Missouri.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a vote on President Biden's trillion-dollar infrastructure bill might be pushed back to later this week, as she continues to try and get moderates and progressives in the Democratic Party to reach an agreement.
It's very much not like Speaker Pelosi to ever bring a bill to the floor for an actual vote if it's going to fail. She knows her members. She knows her caucus. They want to deliver on something. So we are going to see some real agreement here, and that's going to move things along quickly.
ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks reporting.
The FBI returned to the home of Brian Laundrie in Florida over the weekend to collect items that would help them identify his DNA as they resumed their search this morning. This happened on the same day hundreds gathered in New York for a memorial service for Gabby Petito.
Her father hopes people will be inspired by her story.
There's a trip that you guys want to take. Take it. Now.
Her stepfather says Gabby taught him you can always make money, but you can't make up for lost time. Those who knew Gabby are devastated, even strangers coming out to pay their respects. Joseph Petito has started the Gabby Petito Foundation in honor of his daughter, in a tweet saying the foundation will provide resources for other families whose children are missing.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
The Utah Department of Transportation is trying to make it easier to see the lanes on the freeway. But that means overnight lane closures in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas has more.
UDOT is installing contrast striping on I-15 through Lehigh and up to Point of the Mountain. KSL.com says the white stripes on top of black ones are easier to see in bad weather and when the sun is shining at a low angle over the road. The new stripes will require lane closures overnight through the month of October. It's already put the new stripes on the freeway between 90th South and Bangor Highway. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.